The government has set up a task force to coordinate its response to the coronavirus pandemic. The outgoing head of police, Mark Bush, has been appointed to lead the team. A short time ago, Commissioner Bush told me the police would be on hand to enforce social distancing rules and to keep the peace at supermarkets if needed.
The police will be very visible in terms of what declarations are made. Will be very visible out in the public. And if people aren't prescribing to what's being directed, we'll definitely be intervening. There will be powers. Of course, we don't want to use our authority in this, but we really want people need to listen to the advice that they're given, listen to the rules that are being laid down. It's all about saving people's lives.
Just talk us through some examples here. So let's deal with some of the things we've got at the moment. Say a bar or a cafe with having a maximum of 100 people. If they were flouting that and it was obvious, the police would act?
First thing is that if people are seeing others obviously flout this, I want them to get in touch with us. I want us to ring 10-5, and if they think it's really urgent, ring 111. We will respond. We will intervene, and if people need to comply to the directions that are being given.
Will police be, when you say visible, will they be out on the streets when people are being encouraged to be at home? I mean, will you run patrols, so to speak?
Yes, we will. We're just, this is unprecedented in New Zealand. So we have to change our policing approach. This is obviously our top priority in order to keep New Zealanders well, safe, and keep the country sustainable. So we'll be out patrolling more visibly than we have before in the areas that we need to be in, right across the country.
When you say more frequently, how more frequently? What can you give us an idea?
As required, Corin. It's early days now, but we're working together right across the police executive to look at our deployment model right across the country. And it will obviously depend upon those settings. So if and when the Prime Minister makes announcements about what level we'll be at, we'll be responding appropriately. We're planning for all that as we speak.
Are you planning to operate at places like supermarkets and pharmacies to ensure that there is order as they stay open?
Yes, if necessary. Whatever settings are put in place, we'll be there to ensure that there is compliance. That includes supermarkets or wherever people are gathering for need. We want to make sure that people aren't just complying, but they're taking care of each other and that people are behaving responsibly. And people are being really respectful to each other. But if they're breaking any laws, well, I certainly suggest they don't, because you're much better off sitting in the comfort of your couch than cooling your heels on a cold bench in a police cell.
So just to clarify, if we were to move to a level 4 at some point in the future, New Zealanders could expect to see police officers at supermarkets to ensure that there is an orderly response there.
Yes, if and when these settings change, you can see our response tailored to that. That's what we're planning for at present.
Have police got the powers they need to do this in terms
of... Yes, we're working through the legislation. There is legislation and powers under the Health Act, so if we act with a medical officer of health, and it also depends on other settings in terms of civil defence emergency acts. There's also a very common Summary Offences Act. So if people are asked to comply with certain things and they don't, yeah. So there is a range of legislation, but your point's a good one, well made, that we have to work within the law.
Just finally, have police got the protective measures they need to do this increased role?
Yeah, we've got a massive team working here, have had for some time, making sure that our staff have got all the personal protection equipment that they need to do their job in these circumstances. You know, it's a bit difficult to get all the equipment, but our health and safety people are working really hard to make sure we've got all the equipment for our people to keep them safe.
That is the outgoing Commissioner of Police, Mark Bush. He's going to head a new task force to coordinate the police response to the coronavirus pandemic.